Coming up on American Parlor Songbook. Join us for an episode recorded live in Lake Arrowhead, California. We'll go head-to-head on a show about competition with comedian Matt Knudsen and singer-songwriter Jason Fetty.
Whoa, Julie, down there. If you want to win the NPR Olympics, you're going to have to tone down those consonants a bit.
What about diction?
This is NPR, not English.
All right. Coming up on American Parlor.
Oh, softer, softer.
American Parlor.
A little vocal fry peppered in there.
Join us for an episode about competition.
Getting there. Now act like you have no emotions.
Join us for whatever.
Good. Now look down your nose.
It's comedian Matt Knudsen.
Snootier.
And singer Jason Fetty.
Now bring it home with a pitch.
Made possible with support from listeners like you.
Perfect.
From the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston!
Hey, all right, thank you, folks. And on the other microphone, my wife, Julie Van Dusen. Competition. Sport, spelling bees, marketplace, mating. We compete for food, for love, for glory, for ratings, or here in public radio, for pledges, yes. We compete for your generous pledge of $300 in exchange for a coffee mug. So why do we do it? Why is the whole world organized into teams? Well, it doesn't stop at humans, no. The ecosystem itself is a competition, and no matter how fancy your phone is or how many lattes you drink, you're still just a talking monkey. Play like it counts, innings and outs. Fight till the round bell is ringing. To the last down, hell or high ground. Go down swinging. The ancient Greeks, they organized it. Maybe for the first time. I don't know, this isn't the History Channel. Anyway, they had a foot race at Olympia in a stadium, right? They called it the Olympics. They decided to hold it every 4 years on account of the fact that back then, that's how long it took for the teams to travel home and back again. Hang on, Sparta's late. And they've been drinking horse blood. So, well, they're going to be competing this year as the Olympic athletes from Sparta. Again, this isn't the History Channel. I'm a piano player, so... The Greeks, they were sportsmanlike, sure, but the Romans, no, they went a little crazy. You know, gladiators fighting, lions, violence, thousands of rabid fans screaming. It was all very American. Well, at least the NFL takes a little break in the middle of the game and lets Justin Timberlake disco dance for a few minutes. No, back then, you could actually die in the ancient Roman Colosseum, which actually might be preferable to watching Justin Timberlake disco dance for a few minutes. Play like it counts, innings and outs. Fight till the round bell is ringing. To the last down, hell or high ground. Go down swinging.
Now they say that in a free market, competition even things out. You know, it keeps them in check. It improves the products and services, which is why there are now 17 blades in my razor. It's enough blades already. But we need it or else, you know what happens if you don't need it? Well, communism, where you don't even have razors, you just have to let the wolves eat your face. Again, I don't know if this is accurate information. I came up during the Cold War, that ideology, the competition, you know, countries, wars, elections. It's gotten pretty fierce around here. You know, the factions, us versus them, the alt-right versus the neoliberals. I'm placing my bets on the crazy ones with the guns, not the ones having dance-offs on Ellen, no. I think we know who's going to win. Fire and brimstone, extinction, man was bad from the start. It's all good, though. In the end, everybody loses, and I finally win that bet with Mother Teresa.
Play like it counts, innings and outs. Fight till the round bell is ringing. Hell or high ground. To the last down, go down swinging.
The real game, the big competition, well, it doesn't play out on the football fields or the marketplace, no. It's in the dance clubs and the French restaurants where we fight for our DNA, genetic competition. And just like silly birds, we strut around and primp and pose. And if you're small, you have to get creative, you know, make them laugh. They say they love a good sense of humor, so where you lack in muscle tone, you can make up with bad jokes over dinner, right? Because jokes, they're just as good as catching food, I hope. It's interesting now, though, we're so far removed from nature that a lot of the moves our grandparents used to use, you know, holding open doors, cooking dinner, they can all be expressed by, you know, emojis. So it's all a lot easier now. You can do the whole song and dance from the safety of your phone. Maybe not the whole song and dance, but for now anyway, but in a few decades, and we might be battling against our own electronic human hybrids, and it'll take an incredible sense of humor to compete against the joke machines of tomorrow. Not even the wit of a mediocre public radio variety show host will be able to keep up with the genetic lottery of the future. No, yeah, the game's about to change, and we might be fighting for our lives.
Maybe we win, maybe we lose. In the grand scheme of things, you don't get to choose.
Yeah, I think we're going to come out okay. And if I know people, and I don't, we'll chuck those robots in an arena and we'll take bets on them. Yeah. It's built into us, competition. And soon enough, there's going to be Super Bowls on Mars, which still isn't far enough away for Justin Timberlake. So we're going to duke it out this week and see if we can't come out on top. Stick around. It beats talking to yourself.
Play like it counts, innings and outs. Fight till the round bell is ringing. To the last down, hella high ground. Go down swinging.
As California's first newspaper, the San Jose Mercury has been delivering honest, hard-hitting truth since 1851. Now, here to deliver flaccid half-truths and mediocre melodies, J.P. Houston sings the news.
The Canadian national anthem was recently rewritten for gender neutrality. This is absolutely true. A single line was changed for inclusivity. So being a Canadian, I wanted to make sure that everything has been cleaned up nice and safe so that absolutely no one could possibly be offended in any way. So here to help out is legendary NHL lineman Ron McElhaney. Ron's going to be calling the penalties and keeping me in check with his whistle as we go along. Let's see if we can make it through this.
Oh, Canada.
So far, so good.
Our home and native land. Oh, our home and indigenous land.
That's better.
True patriot love.
Wait.
True, totally consensual love. In all thy sons and daughters and offsprings command. With glowing heart,
sorry,
we see thee rise,
sorry,
the true nor strong and free,
excuse me, I'm sorry,
from far and glandularly challenged, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee with our one navy ship, all God or whatever floats your boat, keep our land glorious and free. Healthcare, at least we've got that going for us. Canada, we stand on guard for the old
God. We're almost there. We're going to do it.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for the Zim
or whatever gender neutral pronoun you prefer. Don't forget it. God save the Queen.
Since the dawn of print journalism, the crime log has been a mainstay of the local news. Now, here to sing a song from his local police blotter, APS musical correspondent Jason Fetty.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Do you a story from my local police blotter in Laguna Beach, California. I write these songs each week for my local radio station. And we have a crime log, you know, Laguna Beach, not a very famous place for crime. Less famous even than Lake Arrowhead, which you may think these songs are silly, but I've got your local paper here, which I picked up at a breakfast place this morning. And you can't see this, but the headline, and no word of a lie, the headline is Helium, Up, Up and Away. And the story is just facts about helium. You can pick this up anywhere, tidbits. It's for real. I was quite shocked. so these stories generally, you know, it's a small town, I'm sure. Lake Arrowhead's the same lunatics are in the paper every week. But as I read the various local police archives and blotters this week, I noticed one thing. Many of the perpetrators of the crimes, the petty and victimless crimes, were homeless, and they often are, and old. Certainly over 50 years old. And it's cold this week in Laguna, and even colder here in Lake Arrowhead. And it made me grateful for clean socks and central heating. So here's my tribute to those people who made the police blotter this week in the snow. Joseph Jeffrey Noe sleeps out in the road, caught stealing food. To eat in is no fixed abode. And Rhonda Matoya was born in 1959. 2018, she couldn't stay clean, got arrested for sleeping outside. When I am old and tired, if I have lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. And out on the street alone, Mark Dennis, 55, throwing beer cans at cars on the highway, arrested for property crime. When I am old and tired, if I have lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. Bill Hemphill, 64. Joe Caputo, 59. One unnamed man, born in 66. 62-year-old John Robert Hine. When I am old and tired, if I have lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
Welcome back to the 53rd annual Mama's All-American Cake Off Invitational. If you didn't get an invitation, cake off. Just behind me, we can see the delicious entrance laid out in a veritable cornucopia of powder, cream, and flour, carefully fluffed and ready for scrutiny from all of our great judges. Actual judges selected from the hallowed annals of justice. Supreme Court's own Ruth Bader Ginsburg, famed OJ trial presider Judge Lance Ito, and last but certainly not least, the great Judge Reinhold. Let's take a stroll for a closer look now. Here we have a visual treat from Cheryl Carey entitled The Resistance. What have you baked up for us, Cheryl Carey?
Well, you see, the white layer on top represents a powerful female energy at war with an oppressive regime.
And is that buttercream?
Oh, it's fondant.
And the orange layer?
A buffoon tyrant represented in his signature color.
And below there in red?
Russia.
The cake is Russia.
He's caught in frosted collusion with his finger in the pie.
The cake?
Yes, the cake is the figurative pie.
Oh, and I'm sorry, this is a cake competition, and we have our first disqualification. The Cake Off Invitational is brought to you by Mama's Old Time Coconut Flakes. Delicious, flaky, coconutty, and flaky. It's flakes of coconuts. Mama's Old Time Coconut Flakes. Our logo isn't racist anymore. And here we have an interesting creation from, let's see, Clay Clayton and his domesticated raccoons. Not sure if the raccoons are directly involved in the baking, but let's see. Clay, tell us about your baked masterpiece.
It's a delicate scroll of fondant, and for your perusal is an authentic recreation of the Constitution, as you can see here. And now, see, we have the Second Amendment laid out over a light, fluffy, double-baked, double-chocolate assault rifle.
And who made the adorable little militia costumes for the raccoons?
The aliens.
Oh, yep. And the side layer covered in crunchy candy bullets is...
Oh, well, the bloody, defeated bill to require background checks for the mentally unstable.
And you're against those because...
Because I would not pass one.
Ah, moving on to our final entrant. Oh, would you look at that? It's from our junior division, Little Billy Schlitz. How's your mother, Billy?
Oh, my mom's my grandma. She works three jobs. 6 to 9, she drives a school bus. 12 to 2, she works a cafeteria. She's a crossing guard, 3 to 6.
And what's your father doing?
7 to 10.
So, well, you must have baked this adorable vanilla specialty here all by yourself, then.
I don't remember, on account of the blackouts from the lead in the water.
Well, Billy, it's actually quite delicious. Is that real milk I taste in there?
It's mostly vanilla. And lead water.
Bad! We'll be back after this message from America. We're doomed. America. Might as well eat lead cake. We'll be right back. And as always, if you are offended by something you hear on the program this week, and you just have to tell me about it, you can tweet me directly at @TheJPHouston, and you'll be promptly ignored. Now, we're always excited when our musical guests can join us on the program. Let's have another song from Jason Fetty.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening in Radio Land, and for you guys being here in Lake Arrowhead. The theme tonight is competition. And I don't know anything about American football, and you don't know anything about cricket, so hard to pick a song. I'm a cantor in a synagogue in a Jewish temple on a Friday night, and as I was singing this Friday, it came to me that I should sing about the conflict in the Middle East, the world's greatest competition. Isn't it? It's a big one. It's bigger than the Super Bowl. So here's my little song that I wrote for Peace in the Middle East. It's going really well. It's working. Power of music, ladies and gentlemen. Someone is singing into the sky. gotta do what he gotta do, do or die. Seems so righteous, I could be wrong. I can't tell which side he's on. You know that the clouds are gathering political, but the weather is gonna be criminal. Getting ready to shake a tree, take his place in history. I don't want to pray to no idol. The flag is fading, what is it for? When your hand's on the Bible, may your mind be open, may your heart be sure, 'cause blood is blood. Blood is blood, and it will not die, it cannot live, and it won't forget, and it can't forgive. Bad is good, right is wrong, seem like peace will never come. I don't want to pray to no idol. Flag is fading, what is it for? When your hand's on the Bible, may your mind be open, may your heart be sure, 'cause blood is blood. Blood is blood. Hills, these tears have poured, and it felt so good. We're gonna cry a little more on a hallowed rock in the ancient sun, in the sacred light of the endless one. Holding a branch of an olive tree, sizing up the enemy. I don't want to pray to no idol. The flag is fading, what is it for? When your hands on the Bible, may your mind be open, may your heart be sure, and may your mind be open, may your heart be sure, 'cause blood is blood. 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 Is blood is blood. Is blood is blood. Is blood is blood. Blood is blood, is blood is blood, is blood is blood, is blood is blood, is blood is blood.
All right, another beautiful song. You can find information about our musical guest on his website, jasonfeddy.com. Let's have another song from Jason Feddy.
I'm writing down these words for you to read when you get home, just so that you will know I'm speechless. These weightless verbs and nouns, they fall like snow on water. See, I cannot make a sound, I'm speechless. I cannot speak, and I think that you should know, I feel so weak, love, heaven, paradise. I would be ashamed to look so gray. You see, they can't describe this fever. Can I speak? And I think that you should know. Feel so weak. Sweet love made me. Made me so. This aching, twisted bliss. These silent phrases are echoing. Just one word from your lips and I'm speechless. Feel so weak. Sweet love made me. Sweet love made me. Your sweet love made me. And your sweet love made me so.
The days were fading dim on Glory. Disco had burned out in a trash bin at Comiskey Field. Muhammad Ali had fought Superman to a draw. Evel Knievel had turfed hard at Caesar's Palace. Farewell to the true grit of Joe Namath, Wilt the Stilt, or Sugar Ray, and real men like Bruce Jenner. As movie sidekick monkeys were replaced by aliens and robots, and car chases finally dodged that one fruit stand in the alley. The dirty 70s died hard against the new 80s neon glow. And machismo wept as a million sideburns were shorn into running sinks and washed away with the decade. The bell rings and the foot race is on. I have to get home before 1,000 sisters pile in and take over the TV from you. Even a single stumble on the way home could lead to 2 hours of watching soap opera. So I cut through the neighbor's yard across the block, distract the dog over the fence and through the back sliding door, hit the button on the big square set, and G.I. Joe. Participaction. Get with the action. The local ad starts playing on the TV after school. Cool sweatband jogger guy is telling the kids to get up and participate. Participaction. No, not win or go down swinging, just participate. Enough of that, let's get to the cartoon bombings. And then suddenly a gaggle of sisters walks in with 5 neighbor girls, and I'm washed out of the way like so many sideburns in the 70s. The set runs blue with Young and the Restless tears, and I die a little in the corner beanbag. Known as the mullet south of the border, up north, the short on top, long in the back, was fondly dubbed hockey hair. See, the bruisers, they still wanted to rock, right? But they couldn't see out the front. So a pair of scissors just traced the helmet, you know, around the ears, the bangs, and then leave that long waving in the back like a battle flag in the skated wind. The beautiful hair, the hockey hair, right? School days stretched longer and longer as time slogged dead through the nightmare Canadian winter. At first spring, you'd crawl out of the dark hallways like rescued miners and out onto the field for T-ball. T-ball, the only sport where even the lazy-eyed kid can get a hit. You just have to make sure to steer him in the right direction or he'll run into the fence. The teacher unrolls a laminated poster, right? And she thumbtacks it up to the corkboard there. Participaction. Oh, yeah, I saw that on TV. Participaction. The great school Olympics. Right out back on the recess field here, but now they have ribbons. There's going to be ribbons. First, second, third, or participation. Yeah. Yeah, every loser is a winner, ribbons for everybody.
The bell rings, and then back to the foot race home. Maybe if I cut an extra block, use the alley, three fences up, and jam the glass sliding door with a stick, maybe I can get 15 minutes of something good before the sisters change the channel. Out of breath, I'm in the back door into the house, and yeah, there's Sister Michelle eating alphabets and watching General Hospital. Tomorrow's another day. I'll fight again. The most important invention of the 1980s was a medical miracle. For thousands of years, women had succumbed to chilly calves until the leg warmer. Along with synth beats and jumping side to side, aerobics was life. Strip mall windows overflowing with knee lifts and toe touches, shining leotards, beads of sweat, and money. As much money as you could pretend to have. Participation. Pink. Pink is no color for a ribbon. No, I'm a winner, and I want a good ribbon. You know, blue for first, or a gold medal, gold ribbon, anything, but not participation. Well, the only issue is my total lack of athletic ability. Sure, I could kill a T-ball, but real competition, unless it involved hot dogs, I'm out of luck. I looked at the list of events at long jump. No, I'm too short for that. Shot put, too weak. 100-meter dash, too lazy. No. What I need is something I can beat with my stupid brain. My stupid, stupid brain. The long distance race, right there. What's this? The long distance race. The course, a big loop all the way around the neighborhood, out the back gate, right past my shortcut home. The race, that's going to take an hour for the whole loop, right? And then, right there, it's going to pass the bottom of my street just a little bit from the re-entrance into the school, right there, right? So a light goes on. I think I've got an idea. Combine two great victories and get a half hour of total television control and a gold medal in the Lazy Olympics. So I signed up, and I tightened my sneakers for the long-distance cheat. The librarian blows the whistle. I start off big for the illusion of it all. I blast right out of the gate, disappear into the bushes there, over the fence, through the alley, distract the dog, through the back door, and into the kitchen for an athlete's brunch, a bowl of ice cream, onto the center beanbag chair for an old Flintstones rerun, and I am a true champion. Out there on the slippery spring streets, oh, those clowns are actually sweating, participactioning. I'll just relax for a bit, and I'll casually stroll to the waypoint at the bottom of my street just before the pack rounds the bend. I'll step out into the lead for the home stretch, and I'll win. That's right. I'm looking left. Down at the bottom of the street, nobody. Check my watch. They ought to be here by now, looking left. Still nothing. And then in the distance, I hear it. To the right, I hear it. All the way down there, the clamoring gaggle of participators battling for last place. I'd followed that loop entirely in the wrong direction. Oh, no. No. I made a break for it. Double the breath, twice the sweat, into the gate on the field. Last place, 100 feet behind the kid with the lazy eye. Participation.
Ready, set for the win. Pin and proud on your shirt, a ribbon. Through the yard, playing catch with the sun. Shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air.
From around the corner and around the world, it's the APS News with Matt Knutson.
Hello, friends. I'm Matt Knutson, and this is the APS News. A bride in Texas this week missed her own wedding after being stuck in an elevator. After she was eventually freed, she told friends and family that being trapped in the constant state of suffocating claustrophobia with no way of getting out made her even more prepared for marriage. Kazakhstan this week has officially changed its national alphabet. From now on, the letter has been replaced with the letter In addition to the recent Olympics in Pyeongchang, one of the biggest hits for tourists was the Raccoon Cafe, where customers can get a coffee and snuggle with a real-life raccoon. The Raccoon Cafe also had a gift shop, and their most popular item is a t-shirt that says, "I came all the way to South Korea, and all I got was this lousy case of rabies." A suspected drug mule in the United Kingdom has gone 34 days without using the toilet. Although the man claims to be innocent of any wrongdoing, the police are still convinced that he's full of it. The United States Armed Forces are finding it difficult to meet their recruiting goals because of the rising rate of obesity in men and women aged 18 to 24. A spokesman for the Pentagon said they were considering relaxing their fitness standards and introducing new recruiting slogans, including Army of One to 250, Semper Fudge, Aim Hi, and the few, the proud, the buffet enthusiasts. A new study from the Center for Disease Control finds that consuming two alcoholic drinks per day can reduce your risk of dying young by one-fifth. The study went on to confirm that consuming 20 alcoholic drinks per day could make you the guitarist for the Rolling Stones. A woman in Tampa recently gave birth to a baby girl while at the Florida State Fair. Mother and daughter are both in good condition, and in honor of the state fair, the mother named the baby Funhouse Corndog Crystal Meth. Officials in Santa Rosa, California, recently confirmed that many of the pedestrian crosswalk buttons are essentially a placebo and have no effect on whether the traffic light changes or not. Upon hearing the news, many residents pushed the crosswalk button 18 to 20 more times. This week, President Donald Trump... Never mind. This summer, New York City will open its doors to the Museum of Candy. Coming next summer, the Museum of Type 2 Diabetes. This week, a vicious brawl broke out on a Carnival cruise line. Although many passengers said that they were shocked and scared, they all agreed that it was way better than watching the ship's comedian. The Gillette Company announced on Monday that it would be reducing the price of its disposable razor cartridges to just under $14,000. Due to climate change and a recent increase in the strength of hurricanes, scientists are considering adding a Category 6 to the existing hurricane scale. Although a 6 would be the highest number for a hurricane, most people still consider a 6 as undateable. And finally this week, in a blow to Bitcoin, billionaire investor Warren Buffett recommended that instead of investing in the volatile cryptocurrency, people would be better off putting their money into a paper shredder. That's all from the American Parlor Songbook News Desk. I'm Matt Knutson. Thank you, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Knutson and the APS News. You can find information about Matt and his comedy at mattknutson.com. Now, we've got enough time for one more song from Jason Fetty.
I wrote this song after a particularly crappy gig in a bar in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Yeah. Have you ever been, you know that place? You know what that is? Yeah. Radio audience, I'm shaking my head. I'm rolling my eyes. Everyone in here is gonna die. Yep, that's the first line of the song. It's all that kept me going that night in Rancho Santa Margarita. The understanding and the feeling and the knowledge that the people in the bar were all, at some time in the future, gonna die. It wasn't a homicidal thought, I was just, you know, relating. And we can't say when, but we know we will. We sure as hell have no idea why. And if you say you do, you might get you killed. I'm not saying nothing you did not already know. There'll come an end to all of us children. I mean, it's always nagging somewhere in your soul, like an unpaid promise to a long lost friend. And sing along to my morbid little song. Not singing nothing new, nothing clever. Give me five, nobody's leaving here alive. We must remember that we're all in this together. Right? Yeah. But just because it's obvious and monochrome, it doesn't mean you will recall it when you need it. Even though you think you know it to your bones, that doesn't mean you really can believe it. Oh, we'll sing along to my morbid little song. It's not singing nothing new, nothing clever. Give me five, nobody's leaving here alive. We must remember that we're all in this together. Oh, I am clearly not a prophet or a soothsayer. I'm not a guru or a savior or the Pied Piper. Most of my brilliant little schemes have been a failure. I am heading for the end, just like you, neighbor. And I tell you this, 'cause I'm not graceful in my life. I wish that I had more compassion for my brother. If we really knew there'd be a finish line, we might behave like we was grateful for each other. Sing along to my morbid little song. It's not singing nothing new and nothing clever. Give me five, nobody's leaving here alive. Oh, remember that we're all in this together. Like we was all in this together.
That's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR and available on PRX. You can find information about the program at AmericanParlorSongbook.com, and we'll return next week with a fun episode. Be sure to tune in. We'd love to see what it takes. Yes, Martha, what is it?
Did you vote for me today?
Martha, who one votes for is generally a personal matter.
Oh, please. This is not national politics. Well,
perhaps your failure to take the condo board election seriously is the reason you only received two votes.
I would make the best bloody president that boring committee has ever had.
Oh, and what qualifies you to be president?
For starters, I know how to raise money.
I've seen you set it on fire. I've seen you throw it off a boat. I've even seen you eat it with a knife and fork. But in the 60 years that I've known you, I've never seen you raise money.
Two words. Gone with the Wind, Part 2.
That's five words, and it was a disaster.
I raised $20 million on my own to produce that disaster.
Yes, and you lost $40 million.
Hollywood accounting.
No, $10,000 at the box office and a class action suit from the Little People of America.
Well, they're still playing it in West Hollywood.
Yes, they're playing it ironically.
It's a classic.
All those tacky sequins and that burlesque number. Right at the height of the Civil War, a burlesque number.
Sex sells, baby.
Well, it didn't seem to sell at the condo board meeting election today, did it?
You know what? Those stiffs wouldn't know a good burlesque number if it hit them over the head.
Oh, you literally did hit them over the head with it. That ridiculous overstuffed feather tail swinging around the room, taking out lights and clobbering innocent voters.
It was breathtaking.
Yes, it was breathtaking, but thankfully, retired Dr. Schwartz was able to remove the feather from poor Mrs. Nussbaum's mouth.
Someone had to stop her from talking.
She hadn't said a word.
No, not yet.
Ah, a preemptive strike.
It was only a matter of time before she started spewing her right-wing moral rhetoric.
I would hardly call Dorothy Nussbaum right-wing. You know, she was with the ACLU in the 1960s.
Those fascists.
I can't for the life of me imagine what your perverted view of the political spectrum even looks like.
I am a centrist, Wendell.
You certainly like to be the center of attention.
I was just trying to give my campaign a little sizzle in the home stretch.
Well, I suppose it was hard to up the ante after that tacky campaign.
What tacky? I ran my race cooler than Coolidge.
Nothing says cool and collected like a 90-year-old woman wearing nothing but a clapboard and harassing diners at happy hour.
I was merely trying to inform them on the issues.
Such as the ever-important one painted on that clapboard.
Yes. Golden palms. Forward into the future. It was inspirational.
Quite. And on the backside, no granny left behind and a strategically cut out hole.
If you've got it, flaunt it.
What you've got is one too many indecency convictions.
A good politician must have their convictions.
And not those kind, Martha.
Wait. You know what? If I had been elected president of this conservative backwater, my right to express myself would have been protected.
Aren't there ways you could express yourself with your clothing on?
Not many.
What about a nice poem?
Oh, all right. Well, what would you call my concession speech?
A body limerick at best.
It was poetry.
Oh, and we were all so surprised by what rhymed with class.
You know what? Such a bunch of conservative prudes. Oh, you know what? Maybe if I baked prune cookies and promised hard candy for everyone, I would have gotten a few more votes.
Maybe if you hadn't called them all wrinkled losers, they would have warmed up to you.
The only way you could warm up that crowd is with a defibrillator.
And it still wouldn't be the most shocking thing about your campaign.
Someone has to shake this place up. If it wasn't for me, you would all die of boredom.
We have our fair share of fun, Margaret.
Oh, really, really? Such as?
Oh, I don't know. The shuffleboard tournament, for example.
Oh, And what was everyone talking about for weeks after?
How you scored an 8 with Mr. Henkel's dentures.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and what about your classic movie night?
Yes, your lip sync to Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, I suppose.
Yes, and Secret Santa.
When you gave Mrs. Houseman a copy of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. You see, I am the best thing that's ever happened to this place.
Well, like I always say, you make things interesting.
Oh, you have no idea the kind of interesting I had planned if I had won that election.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find a way to stir things up as the opposition.
Well, I don't think that 2 votes gives me any veto power.
No, but you can filibuster.
Ooh, like Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Yes, but with less clothing, I imagine.
Is there any other way?
I suppose we need a free spirit like you to balance it all out, and well, me on the other side keeping it all together.
Exactly, yes.
All right, Mrs. President, let's get some rest.
Oh, not until you tell me who you voted for.
I'll give you a hint. She's pretty, and she can sing, and she isn't Mr. Johnson.
I knew I could count on you.
Of course, dear. Now get some sleep. You'll need it for the recount in the morning.
I vote. You tuck me in and sing me my
campaign lullaby.
All right, very well. Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. All your fears run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinholed skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say, though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Good night.